Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. So today's date is January 19th, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some nerves, some holding of the breath right now.
So, yeah, I've been watching very closely as some of the protests that was supposed to happen over the weekend, and some has actually held up. And there's been some protests from the armed groups of people. And it's not just right-wing groups, it looked like many a groups of people. But in Georgia, there were like a total of 5 people protesting at the Capitol. So that was kind of funny.
Well, I am a very vivid dreamer, as you know.
Yes.
I know people hate hearing about dreams, but I dreamt we were trying to record something and there was this like very loud whirring sound and it kept interrupting us and I was getting angrier and angrier. And I woke up and there was a helicopter outside my window and it was low. It was low enough that I thought, is it going to try to freaking land in the street? And it was just hovering there and my heart was racing. Eventually, it flew away, but it was like hours of it just sort of hovering around, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. But yeah, things are a little tense.
Yeah.
A little tense.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. I did want to ask you, I know we've discussed several times, like, what we wanted to be or not wanted to be. What is something you wanted to be when you grew up?
Oh, no. So I am the girl that never really knew what to say because I didn't know, not even until in college, what I really wanted to do. So when I first was able to speak English, which was, I think, 6 years old, because I had spoken Korean previously, they asked me that question on a local radio station as a kindergartner.
Oh, no.
I was 7, actually. And my answer was to be a hair cutter, as in beautician, because my aunt at the time, who I really loved, was a hairstylist, essentially. And I was like, I can do that. And then I grew up understanding that I'm not very good at cutesy design stuff in general.
Sure.
So I didn't do that. And then when I was growing up, I was like, I'm going to be a singer, which, by the way, I can kind of sing, but definitely not a singer. And then maybe I could be an actress because I'm a great liar. I was a really good liar. But now that obviously did not happen. None of those things were to come to pass. And my acting skills are not as impressive as I would love it to be. But yeah, so I really had a hard time trying to be anything but. So it wasn't until college that I realized that I cared about people. So I realized I wanted to be a social worker. But man, going down that road was really hard. What about you?
So I went through a series of very wild, like, I want to be a storm chaser or I want to be a marine biologist or the actress. But consistently, like, those were kind of almost, I would get enamored after I saw a movie or something. And I wanted to be that thing for a brief but really strong couple months and then would move on. But in third grade, we had like a what do you want to be when you grow up day. And I showed up with a image of the Ebola virus and said, I want to be the person who cures this virus. And I wanted to be a surgeon, a doctor, and I like had in my head, even until, like, this was from all the way up into high school, I was convinced that's what I wanted to be. And then I kind of got, like, turned away by my surgeon mentor. But I wanted to bring this up today because we were talking about a month ago, there was this big kerfuffle around a Wall Street Journal editorial in which Joseph Epstein argued very demeaningly that Dr. Jill Biden should drop the doctor.
Yeah.
He wrote, Madam First Lady, Mrs. Biden, Jill, kiddo, a bit of advice on what may seem like a small but I think is a not unimportant matter. Any chance you might drop the doctor before your name? Dr. Jill Biden sounds and feels fraudulent, not to say a touch comic. The whole thing was pretty offensive in a lot of ways. Basically, he was suggesting only medical professionals should use doctor.
Right. I mean, of course, a lot of people weighed in, including Merriam-Webster, I think, went after him at one point, which we love to see. And it's definitely that kiddo makes me want to punch someone in the face. Just put that out there. But
it's very hard to imagine he would have said that about a man. Right. Very hard.
Right. And yeah, as you might imagine, the backlash was enormous, as it should have been. But even so, the Wall Street Journal just dismissed it as identity politics and the whole thing a relatively minor issue. They stood firm in saying they were going to keep that opinion because they needed a better discourse. Like, they wanted to have an open discussion, as if, like, this is not about politics. This is you really insulting a woman who went through this level of education to earn that title.
Right.
Asshats. And of course, right-wing personalities agreed with the op-ed piece, and right-wing personalities meaning sexist, misogynist pigs.
Yes. And, you know, not all of them weighed in, but a lot of big names did. And they were like, oh, well, of course. And there's actually some relevant research here. One study found that women with doctorates are substantially less likely to be introduced as doctors when compared to their male counterparts. It found that when men introduced other men, they used the title doctor 72% of the time. But if they were introducing women, they only used doctor 49.2% of the time. On top of this, women are far less likely to be credited in academic papers as compared to men, are not paid at the same rate, and rates of academic papers submitted by women during the pandemic has gone down by about 50%. But this is while the rate of submission for men has gone up by about the same rate.
Right. And there's also a clear sexist ideal of what a first lady should be and do, obviously. Mainly that she should be ornamental, quiet, and look pretty. An extension of her husband, as in, like, she just decorates a tree every now and again, right?
Right, yeah.
And of course, Dr. Jill Biden threatens this whole idea. And she is the first lady, as we talked about before, keeping her job while in the White House. And we have to say kudos, who also has a very stern stance when it comes to education. So especially after having Davos, bye-bye, just to say that to her, being a part of the administration and ruining what many educators feel like should have been happening for support of our United States education system. Really excited to see what Dr. Biden will do, since this is actually her forte and bringing some good things in. I also love that they chastise her for her education and her degree, while we love that Pence calls his wife mother, and we're all okay with that.
Right. And just to say, like, there is this view of what a first lady should be, like, the ornamental view. But that doesn't mean, like, Michelle Obama did amazing things. Hillary Clinton did amazing things. Like, but it's just this view that that's what you should be. You should stay in your lane, essentially. Educators, yeah, they've also spoken out about how this article demeaned their profession and community colleges, which is really classist in a lot of ways. Right-wingers have called her education doctorate, which is an ED.D instead of a PhD, as, quote, something of a joke in the academic world, a degree that, quote, only deeply unimpressive people feel confers the honorific of doctor. Like, screw you. Just get out of here. They claim her dissertation is, quote, barely fit for a middle school social studies classroom. And just an FYI, it's 137 pages long with 80 pages of references and an appendix. she spent 30 years in the field and has 2 master's degrees. And I think it was 13 years she was working on getting this. I haven't read the paper. I'll put that out there. But it just feels so sexist and condescending. Like, what? 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 things to say. Oh,
yeah, and of all things, to actually do an article on it in a major newspaper outlet. Like, really? This is what you want to spend your time on? That you want to be an asshat and be condescending as hell? Cool.
Oh, two asshats in one episode.
Look, this is me lessening my curse words. So after all of this, there was an outpour of support for women who are doctors on Twitter, and women doctors adding the doctor to their Twitter profile just because, as they should. As I will never allow a guest or anyone on here that has earned their doctors not be called doctors, because I feel like you've earned that shit. You are proudly wear that shit and should be called by that. And Kamala Harris and Michelle Obama came to her defense, of course. Michelle Obama wrote, quote, "Right now, we're seeing what also happens to so many professional women, whether their titles are doctor, Ms., Mrs., or even first lady. All too often, our accomplishments are met with skepticism, even derision. We are doubted by those who choose the weakness of ridicule over the strength of respect. And yet, somehow, their words can stick. After decades of work, we're forced to prove ourselves all over again." God, I miss her.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great quote. And it was part of a much larger quote. Right. Really, the whole thing is worth reading. So if you want to find that, we thought we'd end on it because she could say it better than we ever
could.
But yeah, we would love to hear from you listeners, any doctors in the house, writers, anyone. We love to hear from all of you. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Andrew Howard.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.